Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show. There was an announcement that this material is pre-recorded and it's archival. No, this is incorrect. This is me being live on the radio right now, and I'll be playing some punk rock music live on this radio station. Let's start. This band is called Living the Vines. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. Happy good morning. This is 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from University of British Columbia, Canada. This is Russian Tim Show, the program where I play you punk rock music. Good pop punk and different variations of that genre. I do that because I like this music. And good. I think this kind of makes sense. If you like the music, you can play it on a radio program if you host one. I started off the show with a band from Vancouver. They are called Living with Lions. They don't often play locally and they don't often play in general. But they announced that they are playing a show in July. They don't, like I said, they don't We don't get a chance, often opportunity to see them, and that's why I decided to start the show with their song, and the song is called Bottle of Charades. Let's keep going, let's keep playing that punk rock music which I enjoy, and hopefully you do in some capacity as well. And we'll start with a band from Australia. This song is called Just Because It's Soap, It Doesn't Mean It's Clean. Let's do this. This is Russian Tim Show, and this is the band called Friends All Rump from Australia.
When I was 11, I pretended I was sick to avoid the shiny stars and all the hidden violent drinks. I still don't believe anything I read, just because it's soap. I never had to suffer at the hands of chosen ones to confront the past of merit and to make children run. I never had to get down on my knees, just because it's soap. Doesn't mean it's clean, just because it's soap. Coroner covered in blood, thugs on every cubicle is now understood. 11 bucks a night, not worth this scene, just because it's so. Doesn't mean it's clean, just because it's so. Doesn't mean it's clean. From the smile of fucks begun. Careful not to let the bruises bleed, just because it's so. Doesn't mean it's clean, just because it's so. Doesn't mean it's clean. It 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 doesn't mean it's clean. We'll be right back.
to take. But we were double crossed along the way. It's hard to see it any other way.
Hello, 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 you're listening to Russian Tim Show on CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I just played you a block of punk rock music which I like, and that was great. The opening track was by the band from Australia. That was a song called Just Because It's Soap, It Doesn't Mean It's Clean. A fantastic song, and I have it as an amazing drums part. The drums really drive the whole song, and it's very interesting to listen to it. That was a song from their album Smoku at the Bat Factory. Then I played a band called Bigwig with a song called Outer Rings from their last studio album, which surprisingly, which came out in 2006, last studio album, and the band is still around. Maybe some new music from Bigwig would have been great. Then a song from Lagwagon, that was a song called Bubble from their last studio album called Railer. Then Face to Face, the Double Crossed, and the last track was called Shame by the band called Good Riddance. Interesting song, it's a slower song, but I like that the chorusy part. It's usually choruses like, you know, big and, you know, musically... yeah, like I said, musically big, but this chorusy part was only just like a guitar and the voice, which I think it's an interesting way to, you know, to interesting songwriting technique, I think. Okay, let's keep moving, to playing punk rock music, and let's travel through the means of punk rock to Italy this time, and the reason, well, obviously the past 2 days, the whole world was glued to their TV screens and watching semi-finals of Champions League. And yesterday there was a game between Inter Milan and AC Milan. Milan Derby, fantastic atmosphere. And I decided to play one of my favorite songs by an Italian band. The band is called Derozer and the song is called Vecchio Punk. You listen to Russian Tim Show. This is Derozer from Italy.
Sempre us from getting on a stage. And I want something more.
You're listening to the radio station CITR. Russian Tim Show is currently broadcasting, and I am playing punk rock music. Good. This is the description of the show, playing punk rock music on the radio. The first track we heard was by the band called De Roser. They are from Italy, a legendary Italian band, and I played you one of my favorite songs by then, maybe the favorite song, called Vecchio Punk, from their album, which came out in 2017, Passaggio a Nordest. Good. Then we heard a band from Antwerp in Belgium. That was the band called FOD. And that was a song called Something More from their album Tricks of Trade. And the final track was by the band called Part-Time Killer. They are from Lahti in Finland. And in 2011 they released an album called People, Religion, Death. And I played you a track which was called 15 Minutes of Fame from that release. Alright, let's keep moving, let's keep playing punk rock music. I played some music from European bands, and now let's switch to some local great music. How about I play a song by the band called Uptights? They are a local band from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, featuring Jesse Gunder, the legend of Vancouver music. The Uptights are playing this weekend, May 13th, at the Green Auto. There's an interesting event happening. There will be like a show, but there will be an inside stage, an outdoor stage. So the stage which is inside the venue, Green Auto, there will be bands playing Empress, Fearbearers, Mulgrave, and 1982. And then the on the outside stage, there will be, I don't know how to pronounce this band, K-Car, I think, that's probably, Cult Babies, and Uptights will be playing. So this event takes place on May 13th, which is a Saturday, at the Green Auto. And this is a track by the band called Uptights. The song is called Satellite Heart. Alright, let's do this. You're listening to Russian Tim Show. This is Uptights with Satellite Heart.
The windows lighting up the park. No!
hello, hello. That was weekly punk rock radio show Russian Tim program on CITR, and I played you three songs by three local bands. When I usually group songs in those blocks to play on this radio program, I usually have some idea behind that. Not always, but most of the times, either something that groups together the bands, like the previous, like the one block before, that the bands were from geographically located in Europe. And this one, those geographically band, those originate from Vancouver, but the other cool thing that all three bands had a very good organ part in the song, and I would say organ is probably my favorite instrument in terms of sounds. So the opening track was by the band called Uptides. That was a track called Satellite Heart from their album called Time and Space. The Uptides are playing this coming Saturday at the Green Auto event. Like I said, there will be two stages, one inside, one outside, outdoors, and Uptides playing this event along with Cult, Babies, and K-Car. The band which not gonna play that event, and I'm not sure if they ever play a show again. That was a band called Fashionism. I played you a song called Smash the State from their Smash Singles compilation. Fashionism was a fantastic band featuring members of Transmitters. It was such a fun band, but I think they all live now in different places, and I don't think this band has been active for a very long time, but they still released this fantastic compilation of singles, Smash Singles, and that was great. If you're a fan of Transmitters, I highly recommend checking out Fashionism if you're not familiar. And then I played a song by the band which unfortunately would never ever play a show again. They are the legendary band in Vancouver, The Rebel Spell, and that was the song called They No. As I said, all these three songs featured pretty cool organ part. The Rebel Spell were not known for having organ in their songs. They were like straight up proper punk rock band. But they had the song They Know from the EP, Four Songs About Freedom. And the song had a very cool organ part. Cool. Uptides, Fashionism, and The Rebel Spell. This is the three local bands I played for you. This is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in into this program. Listening, thanks for the messages. Thanks for being part of this and spending a little bit of time with me on the air listening to good punk rock music. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on the website called citr.ca. And I'll finish the show with another local band, the Isotopes. The song is called Bleacher Creature. Evan from the Isotope explained to me that this refers to, I think, New York. That's about fans of New York Yankees. And this song is called Bleacher Creature Girl. And I think it could be considered a love song. Regardless, this is a great track, and I hope you will enjoy. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It should be super fun and sunny and good weather. Enjoy it. Enjoy good music. Enjoy local music. Have a wonderful time. And this is Isotopes with Bleacher Creature Girl. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. I had to get her.
the one. But then I asked her why.